Hey, it's Laughs with Sean Podcast. And today, we are having a topic, our first time smoking. And I'm here with my cousin. I'm going to let her introduce herself.
It's me, Delicia.
Okay. And we're going to start off. We're going to let her know her first time smoking.
Okay, you guys. So my first time smoking, I was 16. I was a senior at Douglas County High School. You were graduated 2012. You know what's up? Whoop whoop. It was after school. We was getting ready for a basketball game.
Okay.
Me and a few friends was behind an old folks building. I think.
What?
We were back there. We was back there, back in school.
Okay, so you behind the building. Now.
Yeah, I'm high now. I was geeked up, y'all. So my first time smoking, my eyes, like when I first started smoking, my eyes got real, real red. Now my eyes just look real Chinese, but for real, you can tell the difference. I used to be really, really geeked up then. Because it was my first time. I had a good experience, as you can tell, because I'm still getting high. I'm just saying, for real. But,
Delete. That is red. You said it. But go on to tell them.
That's how you get high, but let me see. It was another time, my first time getting high, y'all. That was my first time smoking. My first time getting high was when I was still 16.
I'm crying now.
I was 16. My brother gave me a shotgun. Mm-hmm. Well, I was high as hell off that one hit. And I knew then that was a good feeling for me. I felt good. I ain't even going to tell no lie. Okay, so I ain't going to tell them.
Okay, so do me.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said you were 16.
Mm-hmm.
And you was behind the old folk home.
Yeah.
So did they call the police on you?
No, because after school, it was like getting ready to be a basketball game at the end of the day. So, like at 7:30. The folks should have been to bed, honey. They should have been to bed.
Oh. Okay, so I know y'all listening to this and y'all wondering, you know, how did I start my podcast? I started my podcast on Anchor. Anchor is a 100% free app. And I'd really suggest, you know, and recommend this app. If you want to start your own podcast, this is the start. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid on podcasts right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So, y'all, I'm going to go into details about my first time smoking. I don't smoke. You give me some liquor, I'm good. I can't smoke because smoking is not good for me. Smoking is not for everybody. Okay, so this is what happened. You know, so I be around a lot of people and, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, I'm thinking to myself. I'm like, okay, you know, weed make people lose weight. That was the idea of me smoking. That's what I really wanted to smoke. I'm like, okay, you know, people been losing weight. I'm finna start smoking weed so I can lose some weight. You know, I'm just trying to be the cheat sheet. You know what I'm saying? So.
How many blunts you smoked?
I'm finna tell you. Hold on, wait. Because it's finna get real deep. So, my brother, he had done, you know, brought some weed or whatever. He rolled up his blunts. I already pre-rolled. He had about 5 blunts. Mm. And I guess if y'all call it some caramelized cheesecake.
No.
Is that what y'all call
it? It's
exotic. Exotic, okay. So, I had to smoke the erotic blunt. So, y'all, it wasn't even halfway through the blunt. My brain started twitching. So, I put the blunt down, and I left the house. I just had to leave the house or whatever. So, as I'm leaving the house, I unlock the door. I'm in my car. I'm listening to the music. So then my cousin called on the phone. So as my cousin called on the phone, you know, my brain's still twitching again. So I'm trying to hang up with her. I'm like, okay, girl, I just smoked the blunt. I know I gotta go. So then she was like, boy, you okay? So she just wanted to keep on talking. So I hung up the phone in her face. I turned the music down. I threw my phone in the passenger seat and I just kept it riding. So if y'all know Atlanta, I'm just going to describe where I was. I was in Lakewood going across the Chevron where it used to be the old churches. Okay, so fast forward, now I'm on Northside Drive. I went past the dang on donut shop next to Burger King. When I hit that hill, my car took off in the sky. I picked my phone up from my passenger seat. I tried to call my mama. The phone was too small. My hands was too big. I couldn't do it. I rolled all my windows down. My brain still twitching. And now my car just flying. So now I'm trying to press on brakes. And then I'm looking at the window, blowing my breath back and forth, looking at the road, blowing the window, looking at the window or whatever. So, you know, it's kind of funny now that we're talking about it. But back then, you know, real serious. So I called my mama. I told her to be outside. So I pulled up to her job. Once I got to her job, I said, "Mama, take me to the emergency room." She said, "Boy, what's wrong with you?" I said, "I smoked some of Creed weed thinking that I was going to lose weight." I said, "And now..." My heart beat fast. I said, and my car just took off in the sky. She bust out laughing. She said, "Boy, I drank some milk. You'll be okay."
Did you drink milk?
I drank milk.
What happened?
I went to sleep. I woke up and I never smoked again.
Now you like drink.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole nother topic.
So, yeah, that's why I say smoking is not for me.
Good for me, though.
So how long have you been smoking, Delis?
How old am I now?
That was a lot of years.
8 years.
8 years.
Then how long have I been out of school? I was out of school, though.
Okay, so you was out of school when you started smoking?
Yeah.
So
I had like 2 months left, so I was out.
So did you like smoke before then? Ever tried like before then?
No, I ain't never smoked while I was in school. I wasn't ever going to jail then, baby. The teacher wasn't finna smell it on me.
So, what did your mama ever catch you?
She caught. Oh Lord, she caught me, y'all. But she didn't catch me. So my oldest brother had a girlfriend that's a snitch, and she got mad because I don't know. I guess she was mad with my brother, and not taking it out on me. And she told my mama that I was smoking weed with my brothers. My mama was mad because I was still in school. It had made us all go confront the girl. You know how black mamas do. Get y'all together and y'all got to walk down the street to go find her.
Find who?
The girl who snitched on me and told me that I was smoking. My ex-girlfriend. She wanted to make sure it was true. So the girl had to say it again while I was there, right? Y'all just don't know how fast I tried to jump over these folks to get to this snitch. But anyway, she got mad. She was mad with me for smoking because I was still in school. But I had too much money. So eventually, there wasn't too much you can do about it, baby. I'm only 18, but I was at school.
That was pretty good. Okay. So do you ever think, like, in the near future that you will stop?
I'm going to stop eventually. Because my new man's I got, he don't smoke no weeds. And he don't like for me to smoke too much weed. He hit the blunt one time with me, though. I fucked with him for that one, but I'm going to stop eventually.
Oh, Lord. That's crazy. Okay, so, yeah. Smoking is not for me. Do I recommend it? No, I do not.
To some people, honey, if you got ignorant children like I got one, you going to want to hit the blunt.
Okay. So now, I'm going to tell y'all, you know, why how to use Anchor and what do I like about it. So how you use Anchor is you sit and you download the app. You think of your name or what you want your podcast to be about. If you is an actor, you want it to be about teaching people how to act, or you are music artist or anything. You want to, you know, just talk about music or whatever. You choose the category that you want and you just start talking about it. Once you publish your first podcast, they're going to sponsor it through different you know, through different podcasts. Like, I have an Apple podcast through Anchor. I have so many different podcasts, and once I publish them, then anybody can reach out and they can listen. And you, once again, you get paid from it. So thank y'all for listening to our podcast. We will be back. If you have any more topics that you would like to recommend, please DM me or let me know. Anything you don't like about it, please let me know. Anything I need to change, please let me know. Once again, say no to drugs.
Sometimes you can't say yes.
No. Say no to drugs because drugs is not good.
Drugs are bad, gang.
Yes. Would you like to give them your at?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at mydaisydukes12.
Okay, how you spell that?
MYDAISYDUKES12.
All right, thank you. And you can look at the link in my bio to follow my Instagram at Javaris Shannon. And on Instagram, the same as my Anchor, Laughs with Sean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will be back.